His name is Chris, in order to bestow upon us eternal goodness. Yotze Beira Eilem Areches Mufla Shel Keshe Yichidi Beineinu Beinoi Le Beinoi. Hashem created this awesome system of relationship between us and Him at an individual level. Who oses atzmoi kiviyochul tolu bonu. He makes himself, so to speak, dependent on us. And the success and failure of this endeavor is tolu on us. Not only that, but He made us similar to Him, whatever that means. We build worlds and we destroy worlds. Hakol nosen b'yodeinu, it's all handed over to us. Chaye oilam nota b'sochenu. The life of the worlds, that means the entire life force of the world, the neshama of the world is given over to us. If we do what we're supposed to do, we bring the world to its final tachlis and shleimus. If not, we destroy the world. This is going to change your whole perspective on reality, by the way. If you don't feel like changing your perspective on reality, you should leave now. Don't come afterwards with complaints to me, okay? V'kol dover v'chiyuvi sheyudi oise v'chein v'chol ha-ma'anois mi'asiyas ra. Every good thing a Jew does, and every time he holds himself back from doing something not good, humanik la-kodosh baruch hu nesina atzume v'niflo. He gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu an enormous, awesome gift, kiviyochol. What does He give Hashem? Hu noisen lo yishev sharut la-hitiv lo. He gives an opportunity to give Him. It means Hashem will only give you something you earn. Because if He gives it to you, if you didn't earn it, it's not the ultimate good. Therefore Hashem won't give it to you if you don't earn it, but Hashem wants to give. So when you earn it, you give Him the opportunity to give. V'amnam kol chafotzei v'tshukoset shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'riyas ha'olam ilahiti b'milim acheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol. Mosen ha-gosoi b'yadeinu k'deil shenachlitim hu yoichel l'kayim estachlis ha-bri olof. We get to decide if Hashem's purpose of the group
is a table.
As long as it stays up there. We are given over total control as to whether Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills His purpose in the Bria or not. Again, the purpose of Bria is to give. He's only going to give it to you if you earn it, because if you don't earn it, He gives it to you for nothing. It's not the ultimate good. And therefore, when you choose to earn it, you're giving Him the opportunity to fulfill the purpose of the Bria. And when you choose not to earn it, you're preventing the purpose of the Bria from being fulfilled. Is that clear? Okay. In order to get a grip on these very delicate subject, I'll tell you a Moedika Maisa. I've heard the story from him many, many times, and we've learned it here many times, and it doesn't stop to amaze me how much one story can mamash change your perspective on reality. I participated in one of the seminarim they make for Bali Tshuva. Today you can barely get them to come for a weekend. In those days you used to get a 5-6 day seminar. You used to go off to some hotel for 5-6 days and you used to bash it out. And the guy left, he either left or he became frum. Today to get a guy to go on an afternoon seminar is already quite hard. But that's what they used to do. Balel Shabbos Lacham Mispatzos, Friday night after a lot of shearim or whatever, carry on speaking to a youngster. There was a teenager, young guy there, who was obviously FFB and had gone off. And I was talking to Ulam Unatish Va'azev Esakol. He left Yiddishkeit in a terrible yesurim in his life. And he got to what we call Memte Sharei Tuma. He got to the lowest point you can get to. Yeshavnu v'sochachnu al inyone emunah v'mitzvahs, talking about emunah and mitzvahs, לפתע באמצע שיחוסנו, הוא מבקש סליחוסי, ידמר לו כמובן שלי, says, please excuse me, but, כי ראי צלצס החוצה לכמה רגעים, יש לי גם צעה for a few minutes, he just needs to go to look. שאלתו ישראל, איך אני הולך בשעה כה מאוחרס, בלילה, אוסטין, where is he going? Where are you going at 3 o'clock in the morning? וישיב לי, כי אין לו ישראל וחוץ בלשון בפונה בליל שבס, he doesn't have the חוץ בלסמוק in front of me בליל שבס, אך הוא חייב לשון, יש לי אבא סיגרט, אין לי ראי צלצס לשון, לכמה רגעים, אני צריך לצלצס, אבא סיגרט. Why couldn't have said he's going to the bathroom? I don't know. What has bothered me in the story? Just go to the bathroom. Ooh. At 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes you have to go to the bathroom also. My cash is anyway, what do you do in a situation like that? Do you know what to do? It happened to me. On the other hand, if you don't have a drink, you can have a drink. If you tell him, what do you mean you're going to smoke on Shabbos? It's also you get punished forever. I'll lose the car forever. He ain't coming back. He ain't coming back. שיודעי יש כל הדברים הללו, he knows. ולמוד זו יש אינו משפיעים עליו, it doesn't help. He knows it's also to smoke, he knows it's dangerous to smoke, he knows it's also to smoke on Shabbos, he knows all of this, but זה לא זה, he's gonna have a cigarette. מצד שני, איך אוכל לשתות ולא יכחיל על השבס, וצעה שכינה ועוצם, ולא יצא גדי, מה שם בשבס? How do you keep quiet in the face of חיל על שבס, וצעה רשכינה, whatever. והנה, קודש ברוך הוא, here is עיניי. Beniti lebachu v'shalti oisra. Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes when you're in a scratch like that, and you're doing it Hashem Shemayim, and you start saying things you never heard before. He turned to the Jew, to this kid, and he said to him, Naniach l'rega kaviyochel shakodesh Baruch Hu metgalelach u'makesh mimcha teni bevakash tizkari. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you now, and he says to you, please, can I have a cigarette? Im hayite noten lo, you give it to him? Okay, why not? Hashem asked me for a cigarette. I'll give him a cigarette. What's the problem? I'm shakti l'shol. Afilu ma'isizu a cigari achreina sholchom. Even if this was your last cigarette and you didn't know when you were going to be able to get another one, you'd still give it to him? Okay. If I know that Hashem needed the cigarette, I did not tell him. Why did he mitkabed l'kach? I'd be honored to give him my last cigarette even though I didn't know where to get another cigarette from. Paniti shuv amati lo. Dalecha. כי בכך שלא תשן עכשיו, that by which you don't smoke now, אתה נעשם לו הרבה יעשם סיגרי אחת. You're giving Hashem much more than one cigarette. אם אתה מסכים לתת לו את זה, you prepare to give him that? One cigarette you prepare to give Hashem. I'm telling you, if you don't smoke the cigarette now, you're giving Hashem much more than a cigarette. You prepare to give it to him? אם זה נכון ואתה רציני אני מוכן. If what you're saying is true, I don't understand why that should be, but if you tell me and you're serious and it's true, then הבנה, אין שום בעיה. אמרתי לו כי אני מוכן להשוב לו שזה נכון. I'll make a shvur that I'm right. You want to make a shvur now? I'll make a shvur that what I'm telling you is true, that by you're not smoking a cigarette, you're giving Hashem much, much more than one cigarette. התחילו שמירס השבס הראשונה שלו וכל פעם שאינו מעשן הוא נעשן כביוכל סיגריה לקודש ברוך every time he doesn't smoke he's giving כביוכל a cigarette to Hashem we have to understand what this means עושה בחו יסעה לבמשך השנים ברוך השם כיום הוא עצמו עם אך זה ידעים בתשובה he became a bald tshuva and he himself today is עושה in tshuva so what's this about and why does this change your perspective on reality let's try to understand גם בו למנו שלנו לא היינו חיים מתוך אמונה פשוטה ותמימה בדברי חז"ל. If we would live in our day-to-day lives with an אמונה פשוטה in what חז"ל say is true, היה קל לנו אבא יצא לעמוד מול ניסיונס ופיתו היצא. We would find life a lot easier in the face of all the seductions of the יצא הרע. אם היינו מאמינים באמונה שלמה כי אנו נועסנים לקודש ברוך הוא קיום התורה והמצווה שלנו, וכביכול אינו יכול לקבל זויס מאף אחד אחר מבלעדינו. If we would understand that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all our mitzvahs and our Torah, and he can't get it from anybody else, נמצאים כאן שהוא כביכול צריך אותנו, he, so to speak, needs us. חס וחלילה, השם doesn't need us, and חס וחלילה, you can't give anything to Hashem. אם צדד כמאן נותן לו, if you're a tzaddik, what are you giving to him? You have to understand it in the sense of you're not giving him anything. You're taking kulu. But Hashem does it in such a way that you're giving. The same way as everybody has to put on, when they put on two shoes, they have to put on one shoe before the other. Correct? Every guy, when he puts on shoes, everyone when he puts on shoes, doesn't put on both shoes at the same time. You have to put on first one shoe and then the second shoe, right? Anybody know how to put on two shoes at the same time? Croxulite. Boom.
Fireman.
Fireman. Okay, fine. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He says to a Jew, if you put on the right foot first and then the left foot, I give you a mitzvah. That means, if you put on the left shoe, the right shoe, the right shoe, you've got to put on one shoe before the other. And Masod Hashem says, put on the right shoe first, then put on the left one, then tie the left, then tie the right. Mitzvah, eternity. You're putting on shoes in the morning is eternity. Kodesh Baruch Hu can do what he wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah, he's giving us the enormous gift of Olam Haba. Every mitzvah we do, he's giving us eternity. But he turns it around in such a way that we're giving him something. He won't give you the reward if you don't earn it. He won't. Because it's not the reward he wants to give you. He wants you to earn it. So him's taking is actually a giving. There's no taking going on here whatsoever. You have to understand this. Otherwise, forget about what you just learned. I'll be cautious to get this one wrong. But if you get it right, then it's not hard to get it right. The Neichach Mach Shavos Eilu and Inirim Acheres, we do completely different. Mach Pat Lashem, if I do this or I don't do this. Huma, what does Hashem need me for? Why? You have all these statements. Mach Pat Lashem, if I walk outside and I'm carrying something in my pocket on Shabbos. Mach Pat Lashem, Yenotom. You're right. To Hashem, it makes no difference. What does it make a difference? Is he going to give you the schar for it? That's what he wants to do. He wants to give. He's platzing to give and you don't want to take. It's not about Hashem wanting or not wanting. It's about you giving to Hashem the opportunity to give you the schar. Yes, sir, Abkhed. There's a thing called Sara Shchinu, which I don't know what it means, so I'm not going to talk about it. I'll just read and translate what he says here. Ima Yisulanu Tchuchas Emes Shekeviyochel Adava Pogeo Makiv Lashem Yisparach. If we would have a true sense that my not doing, or my doing what I shouldn't be doing, is causing kaev, it causes pain to Hashem. Kasha'enu noigim kshura, einu mityachsim ba'ofen shoyne v'na'ala le'egzim l'kol avodas Hashem. We would live differently. I don't know what it means that you cause Hashem pain, alo yodeh maze. I don't know what it means. When you're talking about somebody that created the universe and he's bigger than anything and he's infinite or whatever, it's not intellectually, I've got it. We say, you have to feel it.
Disappointment.
Monsuyan, but I can't think of it in terms of parent and child because I know that Hashem is infinite and ain't soft and whatever. But there's a kasheli force, mazetzara shkina. You know, chinami. Yes, avoid a poem. I'm not saying not, but sarenu, I haven't got to the point where the avoid is. Very hard time empathizing with Hashem. Of course not, but I'm saying there are lots of things like this that Baruch Hashem I've been able to do Zoka to and work on and get to. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying I haven't been able to do it. Yo.
I'm just saying, disappointment. That's the feeling.
Disappointment. Okay.
You're making Hashem disappointed in you.
Also, I don't know what that means. If you've got that and you can live with that, I'm just jealous. It's fantastic. No, I'm serious. I look ashamed.
Well, you know when you do something wrong.
There's billions
just like your
and
kids
billions.
Know when they do
yeah, I know I did something wrong, and I feel terrible because I know that I'm going to get clapped, or because I know that he's not going to give me what I want. So I've got pachad or whatever. But that Hashem is now suddenly sort of like sitting there, pained and whatever, like I am when my kid comes home at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, when he was supposed to go home at 12, and I'm sitting there coughing, whatever. I have a hard time dealing with the infinite credit of the universe having those kind of feelings. That's my problem. Once again, you're supposed to have... Hashem has things in the world called nebulae. You know what those are?
I mean, it does say...
You know what a nebulae is?
Stars.
They're not stars, no. They're gases. They're gas formations in the sky out there, okay? They're awesome. You have to see pictures of these things. They're amazing. They're produced from gases that are given off by stars and planets and stars, whatever. There are trillions of these things out there. One of them, one of the smallest ones, you know how big it is?
Yeah,
If you'd go to the moon and back 140 million times, that's how big one nebula is. You understand what you're talking about? What is a light year? How fast does light travel?
186,000 miles a second.
It's 300,000 kilometers a second. I work in kilometers, sorry. Okay.
It's a long time.
These things are 8 to 10 light years away from us. You know how big the world is? And he's sitting there really like bummed out because, like, you know, I forgot to put on tzitzis today. I have a hard time dealing with them. And every one of them has a name. Hashem names each one. And they're spinning at unbelievable speed. You know what's going on out there, man? And that's just out there. What about here? Just look in the mirror, your eyes, the whole system. What do you? I want to get this. Is personal stuff. No, you. It's not a therapy session.
I'm asking you a
little therapy, huh?
I'm asking you a question. Do you have a hard time with the fact that Akhunish Baruch took us to the Amar Nimbar and said, Bani Bukhari Israel? Do you have a hard time with that? Why?
Yeah.
Trillions and millions and billions of hours.
Nachum, I have a hard time believing.
You find a little earth and you find a little.
Little speck of dust. I have a hard time with it. I have a hard time with it, yeah. I know that Hashem's looking after me, takes care of me, he's there for me, whatever, but I have a hard time with it, yeah. I have a hard time when I see two little specks of dust arguing over another little speck of dust. These two people are having an argument over whether the mepeset's his or hers. You know, and you're just thinking like, there's a molecular piece of dust, you're having a fight with another molecular piece of dust over a piece of dust. And they're going to din Torahs and they don't speak to each other. And for 15 generations, the families don't talk to over what? A stick of dust. You have a hard time. Are you a sugar? Are you mad? What are you fighting over? And who's fighting? I'm a microcosm of the entire universe. Knowing all this, you have to say, we leave Nivroilam. It's all because of me. it's a bit scary. He's scared of the Achrayas, that's all.
That's what he started off saying, that only when we learn
that
we must think that we
just accept the fact. Don't try and... Just accept it and live with it, like you do with a lot of things. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a biotech color. It's much easier for me to deal with the fact that all of this, okay, that's my tati, that's my dad. The whole musag of the Yomim Noirim is Avinu Malkeinu. Is all of this my dad did. You know, you're starting up with you? Yeah, the bank manager phones you up and tells you, you know, like, excuse me, you know, like, I told you can't go over a certain amount. You tell him, cheers, have a good yom. Well, ma, this is, you know, one day this is all going to be yours, sure, you know, this is mine. This is all mine in Achinami. But after the Yom Noirim, and you're ready in Cheshvan, where is it? Tzat kashe to, we start getting the bubal again. Tzat kashe litfos. Well, Shoshana Yom Kippur, it's easy to grasp it. Much harder afterwards.
I just wanted to say, there is a manifestation of Tzat Shkina here. That is also a kind of way in which Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to perceive him, that he's upset.
So no, I'm not saying not. Chas v'chalila.
That is Tashkina, isn't it?
This Abelav Avdon Maisa Yodov. Hashem mourned over the loss of his Maisa Yodov. Kubonatzav Amelech al Bnoi, like a king mourns on his son.
Concept.
The fascinating Rashiya. The Rashiya needs to be learnt as well. Okay. Now, no, I'm not saying it's not concept. Chas v'chalila. The safe is true. Yeah. I'm talking about my... Okay, maybe I shouldn't speak about my personal problems in public, you're right. It confuses people. No, the people that are holding you. I know people that are holding you. Tzara Shechina. I know people that crowd with Tzara Shechina.
That's what we do on
Tishbol,
because we feel the
distance
we have.
I don't know what I'm doing on Tishbol.
We're supposed to feel that we're so distant from Shechina. That's
my problem. I don't feel the tzar of the Shechina. I feel my tzar. I don't feel the Shechina's tzar. You're right. Don't take my lack of whatever is an indication of the
image. It's supposed to.
Like, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, you know. Rabbi Tisiyahu Solomon told me, if I hadn't heard it from him myself, I wouldn't have believed it. But he told me that if we would feel the tsar of the Shechina for every Jew that's not frum, no kids would need to go off the derech anymore. That's why kids go off the derech, is to give us a taste of